Heart of Harkoon, a fantasy adventure in 6 episodes written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson. The Heart of Harkoon, Episode 4.
Sander, is it that time already?
Indeed it is, Master.
I've heard good things of you, young man. You passed your first circle enchantment exams with flying colours. We were all very pleased. Would that Arcos had shown your application.
Thank you, Master. But what happened next?
What happened next? Well, you remember the 4 heroes had arrived at the Citadel in search of the Grimoire?
Yes.
For 4 days they'd been at work, but were unable to find anything. They spent most of their time in the library, which was the most obvious place to search, for the library was in that part of the Citadel that had been the Tower of Kishar. The library itself was a marvel, and not just for its vast collection of special books. A dome at the top of a tower, it had exquisite stained glass windows which washed the room in rainbow light. Each window showed a fabled beast worked in the most intricate detail. So our heroes had just begun to search the castle a second time when the siege began. Well, as Commander Orin promised, he took the 4 on a tour of the Citadel's defences.
So tell me, Commander Orin, how is the siege going?
Well, we've had a little trouble. It seems that our sorcerers are being frustrated by enemy magicians. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, Alvisa?
No, why should I?
I just wondered. Guard, open the door. Here we are on the topmost ramparts. As you can see, we're under attack from the air by the mannequin people. Nasty little nuisances.
I saw some of those in the port of Ringhorn. They were in a cage for sale. Look at them, like little flying monkeys.
They make pleasant pets. My children have too. They like their little leathery faces and boggle eyes. Have to clip their wings, of course.
You have them as pets. Intelligent beings with the power of speech.
Pets and slaves. That is the way of the strong and the weak, Alvisa. Now, see those steel wire nets we have slung across the top of the castle? They are razor sharp and can shred a mannequin in seconds. Catapult launchers fire showers of weighted hooks that sink into their flesh and drag them down to the eager nets below. Well, we know the Trow will be trying to undermine our walls.
The Trow? Who are they?
Oh, goblin diggers, who have rebelled against our rule and joined with the other barbarians. As I was saying, they are busily digging away beneath the ground. Unfortunately for them, our foundations have been sunk into these huge caverns. Any tunnel aimed to undermine the walls will have to come through these caves. And thanks to the River Grim, we are able to flood any or all of these caverns at will. That means that the Trow will be drowned in their sad little tunnels like rats.
What's that?
Ah, sounds as if we're flooding a tunnel even as we speak. The fools are trying to scale the castle walls. To give them their due, they have some quite advanced siege equipment. The savages. But our walls are indestructible. Quite indestructible.
Oh, Alvisa, what is it?
Has she been shot? Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine. An old wound, that's all.
Perhaps you've seen enough of the slaughter. The Nairuni are notoriously squeamish. I have business to attend to. I suggest you return to your quarters and stay there till the fighting is over, which will not be long now. Farewell.
Alvisa, where are you going?
Please, Alvisa, slow down.
I sensed an Nairuni being tortured. We must rescue him. This way.
Are you sure?
The shadow sight is never wrong. I can feel his pain even now.
Halt! None may enter the prison cells.
Ah, but we are searching for the Grimoire.
And the commander gave us free passage in the Citadel.
Not in here he didn't. Off you go.
Oh, we haven't got time for all this. Let the fingers of cold Glissor touch you with frost, so your will to fly or fight is lost.
Well done, Arcos.
Incredible. It worked again. It should be frozen for an hour or two. Kadar, get the keys from the guard.
Of course, my lady. Your wish is my command.
Quickly, Kadar. It is a cell here.
No more. Please, no more.
Quiet now. We're here to help you.
Who are you?
I am Alvisa of the Forest Nairuni. What are you doing here? Why are they torturing you?
Don't you know that the Nairuni of the Steppes are at war with Sakara?
You mean Nairuni are besieging the Citadel?
Yes. in alliance with others.
But why? What is the reason?
You know nothing of what the Sakarans have been doing in the north.
No.
Water. Give me some water and I will tell you.
Please! Please, everyone, silence! Let us hear what Belladai has to say! Silence!
There is nothing can be said that will stop the Manican people leaving. We have lost so many today, the whole sky is full of lamentation.
That is nothing! Hundreds of our tower earthbreakers have been washed away like drowning rats.
The clans of the thundering skies have suffered greatly in the assault. The cause is lost.
Listen to you all! I am amazed that you have so soon forgotten what it was that first brought us together. In the face of all their cruel injustice, will you throw away the greatest chance we will ever have to defeat our oppressor? One day we have fought, one single day. But year after year they have ground us down, pushing even further into our lands, driving brother against brother, clan against clan. Go, go if you wish, but believe this. The clan that I am honoured to lead, the clan of the Broken Spear, will stay here till we triumph or die.
Belladai, the Broken Spear clan will not be alone. The Drow will be by your side.
As will the Wing Warriors of the Sky.
The Nairuni will not desert you.
The clans of the Thundering Sky still acknowledge you as our great Khan and will follow you to death or glory.
Hey! Excuse me, my friends. I may be of some use to you.
Dargis, drink some more water.
Thank you. So, still they are taking our land. But at last we have a leader who has united us against our common enemy.
But how can you possibly win?
We will win because we have right on our side.
Dargis, we really had no idea your cause was just.
Tell us, why were you here?
I was sent in to find and take the grimoire of hidden knowledge.
What?
It is said that the citadel will never fall whilst the grimoire is here.
But we're in search of the grimoire too. Do you know where it is then?
Our mystics gave me arcane knowledge. One word is the key to the grimoire.
One word?
The word is Budmoth.
Budmoth?
I've searched in the library but found nothing. There is no book by the name of Budmoth.
No, no, it's not a book. It's the stained glass windows.
What do you mean?
The answer lies in the stained glass windows. Follow me!
I can't walk.
Don't worry. I'll carry you.
Come on!
This Shazir is offering a mighty army of undead. Have you seen them? Hideous creatures to freeze the blood. Even the citadel of Beliskorin will not be able to resist such an assault. And think how many of our people's lives will be saved if we accept their help. He offers all this, and all he wants in return is the grimoire. I say we should accept his offer.
No! We shall have no dealings with the undead. It is a crime against nature.
As usual, Marek, you overstate your case. They will help us win the Battle of Veliskorin. This Shazir will take his grimoire and then he will leave.
But to work with evil is to become tainted with evil.
But he is like you, Saltis, an Irune.
Perhaps, but he has fallen from our people and followed the dark path.
We cannot argue all day. We shall put it to the vote.
I say yes, accept his help.
I am against it.
Yes, the job will be done.
No, it is too dangerous.
We are evenly divided, Belladai. You must use your casting vote. Yes or no.
Call in Shazir.
Oh?
Tell him we will fight beside the undead legion of the White
Wolf. No.
See? But what has the word Budmoth got to do with stained glass windows?
You can't see the connection, Vanna?
No, Arkas, I can't.
It's very simple, really. Each window is a picture of a fabulous creature, yes?
We can see that, Arkas.
And the word is Budmoth. Let's start with B, shall we? And over there. What does one see?
Basilisk.
You?
Unicorn.
D. Dragon.
B-U-D. Bud. Moth. M.
Manticore. Not so fabulous when you see them at close range.
You fought a manticore?
Run away from one.
O for ogre.
Excellent. I wondered what that ugly brute was called.
T for troll. And H for hydra.
Budmoth.
Excellent, Arkas. Well done. What's supposed to happen now?
Well, it's obvious, really, isn't it? I don't know.
Oh, Arkas.
You let the Nairuni escape from his cell, you fool!
It was sorcery, Grand Commander!
I knew that Alvisa woman was up to no good. Find them, arrest them, and prepare them for interrogation.
Arcos, what about this as an idea?
Please, Kadar, don't interrupt me when I'm concentrating. Now, where was I?
What were you going to say?
All I was going to say is that each creature seems to have a different number. The 12-spiked manticore, the 6-legged basilisk, the unicorn, 1 horn, the dragon, 3-eyed, and so on.
What did you say? My goodness, Kadar, you're right, they do. The 2-headed troll, the ogre with 4 arms, and the 9-headed hydra. How extraordinary. Well done, Kadar.
General, soon you will be gorging on living flesh, the sweet flesh of the Knights of the Northern Shield. And then the Citadel will be mine. Prepare to lead the Legion of the White Wolf into battle.
Yes, Lord.
Good, good, good. Now we have a sequence of numbers corresponding to the creatures. 6, 1, 3, 12, 4, 2, 9. Must be related to a book in some way.
How?
Well, let's say 6 is the rack. 1 is the first shelf. 3 is the third book along. 12.
They're not in their quarter, Sergeant.
Let's try the library. Come on, men.
Here it is. The third book along. The Lay of the Golden Brotherhood of Questing Heroes. That's the brotherhood we met in the inn, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yes.
Then we're on the right track. Chapter 12. Here it is. In Quest of the Plague Bringer. 4 pages into the chapter. Here we are. And on the third day they did come upon an inn, second line, in which they did encounter 3 other heroes and their featureless companion. Odd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9th word. And. And? That can't be right.
Bah, my darling demon!
Shazia, how goes it?
You've arrived just in time, my sweet, to see the Citadel of Velis Corin fall for the first time in all Harkuna's history.
Are those your undead assaulting the walls?
Yes. Once they were the Legion of the White Wolf who fought to the last man at the Battle of Elen Hill, and little did they know that I would call them back from the very halls of the dead to do battle once more. Look how the defenders quail at the sight of my zombie army. Soon, my beloved Var, the grimoire will be ours.
In this book, the 9th word is wall.
No, I've got it. How many notes in a scale? Anybody know?
Well, now a scale are 12.
Exactly. I'll play them on my flute.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right. Now, remember, the numbers we want are 6, 1, 3, 12, 4, 2, 9. Ready? Here goes.
6, 1, 3, 12, 4, 2, 9.
Very good, Arcos. And? Well, look.
Let's say we use this as the first rack. Then rack 6 is over there.
Why don't you know this, Webron? What's happening?
The colour is draining from the stained glass window.
My dear eye, the colours are pouring into us.
What's happening to me? What's... No!
Boy, what's happened?
Here they are, Sergeant!
Right, you're all under arrest.
Kadar, Vanna, protect us while I try and revive Arcos.
You'll not arrest us that easily, Sergeant.
Get the men, there's 5 of us and 2 of them.
There's just you and me now, Sergeant.
I think I'm needed on the battlements.
Has Arcos revived yet?
He's coming round.
So, Kadar, you can fight after all.
Vanna, there is a time for fighting and a time for running. And now is the time for running out of one of those windows.
It's a sheer drop, Kadar. Right down to the River Grim and the chasm below.
It's our only way out. We'll need a lot of rope. I'll go and search for it.
Wait! Dargis is in no condition to make such a climb.
Then he'll have to stay here. We have no choice.
No, we cannot leave him here to die.
Alvisa, remember our mission. Shazia has the amulet and he has the staff. Perhaps even the net as well. We must stop him, and to do that, we must stay on the move. If we stay here, we can be certain that the Sakarans will not treat us kindly.
Kadar is right, Alvisa. You must go. I will only hold you up. Anyway, maybe here on the inside, I can do something to help our forces take the citadel. Who knows? Perhaps tonight I will dine with my fellow Nairuni.
Yes, I see that you are right.
I feel awful.
Arcos, can you walk?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Good, I'll go and get the rope.
scholar. I shouldn't have to be doing this sort of thing. Oh!
Don't look down, boy. Ah! Don't look up, either.
They have done it, Va! The citadel has fallen.
Ah, Shazir, again you have shown me your awesome power. Now, for the grimoire.
Yes, come to the Tower of Kisha.
Pyraginor's fiery breath, my arms are killing me.
Well, at least we made it down in one piece, boy.
Which way now?
Well, upriver, there's nothing but sheer mountain, so downriver.
No, we must go upriver.
Why upriver?
To fetch the golden net of Kisha.
How do you know the net is golden?
And how do you know it's upriver?
Because the salmon are leaping upriver to spawn.
Where?
It's not the season for salmon.
What are you talking about?
There's a mural in the palace garden, and on this painted mural, salmon leap upriver.
Palace garden? What palace?
The grimoire. It's a palace. A palace in my mind. The palace of thought and memory, it's called.
The grimoire, it's inside your mind then, Arcos, is it?
Yes, I think so. It's like a huge palace, full of rooms. I think I could walk through the palace for an eternity and still not see it all. It's endless. And each room is crammed with things. Pictures, furniture, books, statues. So many things.
And Arcos, the salmon. How does that picture tell you must go upriver to find the golden net?
I don't know, it just does.
Arcos, do you know what this river is called?
It's the River Grim, isn't it?
Yes, but it is also called the River of Souls. They say its source lies in the land of Anakar, the Shadowland.
The dream world.
Sometimes known as the land of roots and clouds. So, Arcos, could this net be in Anakar?
I've no idea.
Come on, let's get going, upriver.
Kadar, it's not for you to give orders.
Sorry, Vala. Which way should we go, oh princess?
Well, upriver.
Let's go.
No. It's not possible.
Stained glass windows drained of all colour.
Got here before me and taken the grimoire.
Calm yourself.
They are thorns in my side.
You are weak, Shazir. This anger achieves nothing.
No. You. What's your name?
Dargis.
Dargis. General, take this Dargis here and feed him to your men.
No.
Yes, Lord. Flesh for the living dead. You take him to the troops.
Shazir, no. How could you? How could you murder one of your own race?
With ease. Take him away.
No!
Wait. The river flows underground here.
If we must travel into the underworld, then we must follow the river underground.
Come on!
A beautiful silk kite in the shape of a bird.
What are you talking about?
In the palace!
Soaring high into the blue sky. We must go up the mountain.
But the river goes underground.
Remember, Vanna, the Shadowlands are not an underworld. It is also called the Land of Roots and Clouds.
Come on, then. We must go upwards.
But I'll never get up there. It's a sheer rock face.
Ah!
Oh, Beesa, what is it? What is it?
Such pain. Such terrible pain.
Where?
Dargis. Dargis.
It's the shadow side.
What's happened to him?
It's Dargis. No more pain.
General Amcha, I want 30 of your best zombie trackers. Those of your men who are best at smelling living flesh. And you will lead them.
Yes, my lord.
What do you have in mind, my beloved?
Oh, we are going after those four. Oh, General! You've served me well, exceptionally well. Would you like the citadel as a reward?
Yes, Lord.
Do with the inhabitants as you wish.
The Legion of the White Wolf will eat well tonight. This fortress will become our domain, mine to rule upon my return.
You could rename it the Citadel of the Living Dead. Yes, I like the sound of that. You can guarantee that the Sakarans and that northern rabble won't be coming anywhere near this place for some time. Now, go, get the trackers.
My sweet, you are too weak to come on such a perilous journey. Stay here and let me go.
I'm going. So, they made their way out of here by this rope.
I wonder which one absorbed the grimoire of hidden knowledge.
Indeed. But all we need to do is follow them and they will lead us to the net.
My sweet, my beloved.
The 30 trackers, Lord, they await your command.
Good. I'm coming for you, Alisa. I am coming.
Everybody, I could have made a mistake, I suppose. Can we go back down, do you think?
There's a ledge here. Come on, we can rest.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Look,
go!
Don't look down, boy. Vanna, here, take my hand.
I can manage myself.
Alisa.
Thank you.
Quite a view.
The citadel glinting white in the evening sun, and the wheat fields of Sakara stretching level to the horizon.
Beautifully put, Arcos.
Alvisa, are you all right?
I'm fine, Kadar. At least Dargis is out of his pain now.
And to think that we trusted those Sakarans.
Oh, look, there's a mouse hole.
What?
And a whole family of mice queuing up to get into it.
The palace!
Wait, look down there!
Figures at the base of the mountain!
And one of them is flying!
It must be Var!
And about 30 others! They must be on our trail!
Look! We don't have to climb any further! The hole!
What hole?
The entrance to the Shadowlands! Anakar!
What? That little hole in the ground?
So that's the mouse hole and we're the mice!
We're supposed to climb down there, are we?
No, we're supposed to jump!
What?
How do you know?
I just do!
I see. All right. You first, Arcos!
No, I think perhaps someone else ought to go first, don't you?
By Tiernai, they look like undead to me. Huh. Zombies.
Undead? Oh, Shazir, have you sunk this low?
Filthy necromancer.
Oh, I hate zombies. I'm off. Farewell!
For Arcos to jump,
he must be convinced.
Come on, either we jump or the undead will have us for supper.
I'll see you in Anakar! Oh!
Harkoon, he who is mighty, once ruled the heavens, but the young gods were jealous of his power. Led by Elnir, the sky god, they strove against Harkoon and overcame him. Defeated, he fell from the heavens. Down, down through the black sky he fell until he struck the barren, lifeless lands. Great then was the cataclysm. His body shattered, Harkoon himself became the foundations and the roots that brought the world to life. His spine formed the mountains of the world, his flesh the continents. His blood formed the seas and rivers, and from his blood life began to blossom. And thus was the body of Harkoon transformed into the world of Harkuna. Except for the heart of Harkoon, that still beats on, beats on, beats on, beats on.
Where am I? It's all dark. Where is everybody? Kadar!
Quiet, boy.
Oh.
I'm right next to you.
We're all here, I think.
I heard a strange voice
telling the story of Harkoon.
I heard it too. We all did.
I always thought that story was a myth.
No reason to think it isn't.
I believe it to be true.
Did it come from the grimoire, Arcos?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
More likely it's an effect of where we are. In Anakar, the Shadowlands, everything is not always what it seems. Sometimes dreams are reality here. We must be constantly on our guard.
Oh, dear.
We need some light.
Has anyone got a flint?
Yes, but I have no kindling.
Arcos, perhaps you could oblige us with your light spell.
Of course, I'd completely forgotten about that. Now, how did it go? Oh, yes. By the power of Ragnar's name, let there be a radiant flame! Oh, look. Three doors. But where's the hole that we fell through?
We are in Anakar now, Arcos. There is no going back.
Look, pictures carved in the doors.
This one has a dragon carved on it.
This middle one has spears, spikes perhaps.
And over here, the ancient Shadar symbol for water. So, Arcos, tell us, which door does the grimoire say we should open?
Well, that's easy. The dragon door, of course. They're always doing this, misleading you with dangerous-looking symbols. Ah! Well, it's not that one. Then it must be the iron spikes.
No, these doors are telling the truth.
Is the grimoire guiding you, Arcos? Are you in the palace?
Not as such.
Right, let's open the water door.
No, we should open the spike door.
Water door.
I feel the water door might be a better choice.
Well, on your heads be it. I take no responsibility for what's about to happen. If we all die, don't come running to me with your apologies.
Right, here goes then.
Told you so!
Shut up and find a way out of here!
We're rising up! We're gonna drown like rats!
No, wait! Over there! Near the roof of the room, a tunnel! Swim for it!
Looks like this was the right way.
Don't know how you can say that, can I?
Look up at the ceiling, boy! Spikes waiting to shoot down if we'd opened the other door.
Possibly, possibly!
Swim for the tunnel, boy! Swim for the tunnel!
Dream world, is it? Doesn't look much like a dream world to me. Ever since we swam into this tunnel, it's been uphill all the way. I'm tired, and I'm hungry. Have you got any of those biscuits left, Kadar?
All our rations have been ruined by the foul water.
Oh, no! I want to go home!
Oh, stop moaning, Arcos. If we'd listened to your advice back there, we'd all now be skewered on spikes, waiting to be barbecued by that dragon. Count yourself lucky you're still alive!
Bah! And cold, dark, dank and smelly and...
General Amcha, what have you to report?
We cannot smell them beyond this hole in the ground, my lord.
Then this is a gateway to Anakar, as I thought. Vah! We must follow them through this portal to the dream world.
And into the darkness we go, my sweet mortal.
Small, slimy, smelly, and never-ending.
Look, there's light ahead.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Come on, men! Oh, no. We've come out into a desert.
Where do we go from here?
The light, it's so glaring.
Barren to the horizon.
Arkos, can you help us?
Can anyone see a rabbit anywhere?
We should be following a rabbit's trail, should we, Arkos?
Yes, if we can find one, or a deer, perhaps, even some mushrooms.
Is this in the palace, Arkos?
No, I'm just hungry.
What do you see in the palace, Arkos?
Well, actually, I'm standing in a deserted ballroom. And in an alcove way over there is a doll's house. No, it's more like a castle. A doll's castle. And it has a light in the topmost room of the keep. So, we go this way.
Do we, Kada?
I think we do, Banner. I think we do.
And keep your eyes peeled for mushrooms.
And so it was that they followed Arkos across the bleak plains of desolation. All day they walked, struggling against a chill wind and oppressed by a weary, dispiriting gloom. Night fell. On they trudged through the solid dark of a starless, moonless Anakar night, until finally, when all hope seemed to have been drained from their bodies, they saw a dark tower rising before them, silhouetted against Anakar's black, empty sky.
The castle in the palace.
Indeed, the castle in the palace. You can imagine their joy when...
No, not now.
Zander.
Just quickly tell me about the tower. What is it called?
What's your next class?
Advanced pyromancy.
Oh, I wouldn't want you to miss that.
Oh.
Come back next week, my boy.
Yes, Master.
And keep up the good work.
Yes, Master Baroneth.
That was episode 4 of The Heart of Harkoon, in which you heard Francis Thompson, Trevor Peacock, Liz Whiting, Crawford Logan, Edward Kelsey, Melanie Hudson, Emma Fielding, Robert Portal, Clarence Smith, and Teresa Stretfield. The Heart of Harkoon is written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson and directed by Peter Hutchings.